I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
It's just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, they're already handed out medals at the Winter Olympics, but they have to be treated a bit carefully. They are apparently breaking. The chief sports writer for The Guardian, Sean Ingle, joins us now from Italy. Good afternoon, Sean.
Good afternoon.
What's going on?
Well, it started last Saturday where the US downhill ski champion was jumping up and down and celebrating, and then her medal fell apart. Then the same thing happened to Swedes, to Germans, and several others. And the IOC promised investigation, and this morning they told us they'd fixed the problem.
Right. Okay, and what had the problem been?
Well, there was a special way they were designed. There was a medal's cord which is fitted with a breakaway mechanism, and it was designed to release automatically, but I think the mechanism itself wasn't very good. And so they were made by the Italian Mint, and the Italian Mint have now promised they're fixing it, so the mechanism's stronger. And they've said to all the athletes whose medals are broken, we will fix them for you. Just let us know and we'll give you a new one.
What are the medals made from?
Well, they're sort of metal, and then underneath it, or then they colour it with the gold, the silver and the bronze. So you think they would be fairly robust.
Hmm.
But this isn't the first time this happened. We had similar issues with medals being scratched and damaged in Paris. And when I looked last time, over 200 had been returned to the IOC for repairs. So I'd never heard of this issue before until a couple of years ago, but now it seems to be a regular occurrence. Maybe they're trying to save a bit of money here and there.
Okay, so they're going to repair them rather than just give you a new one?
That is my understanding, yes. I was listening to the Italian organiser today, and he promised that they would meet the highest standards of quality and of care. He said a solution has been identified and a targeted fix being put in place. Athletes whose medals have been affected are encouraged to return them through the appropriate channels so they can be promptly repaired and returned.
Hmm. Now, so the problem wasn't the medal itself per se, but that the chain or whatever that they used to hang it around their neck, that kept opening up, and then they were falling and being damaged from the fall.
Well, it was a little bit unclear. I saw the Swedish cross-country skier, Ebba Andersson, and she said that her medal fell in the snow and broke into two, which makes you think it's a little bit more than the ribbon falling apart. If the medal's breaking in two, and another person, let me find it. Well, Breezy Johnson, the downhill skier, said, I was jumping up and down in excitement, then it just fell off. And then she showed her cracked and chipped medal in one hand, and the medal and the ribbon had separated. So it seems to be two issues here. One, the medal breaks in two, and the other is the ribbon falls off it, and then it gets chipped and damaged.
God, it's all a bit middle aisle, isn't it?
It really is.
And for people who have devoted years to get to the Olympics and excel at their particular sports, is this infuriating for them, or is the medal really just a symbol of their victory anyway?
I think it is just a symbol, but funnily enough, the organisers were asked about this at the press conference today, and he promised that they were going to recheck all the medals they'd made. And then he said, to make sure that the athlete's joy can really be 360 degrees when they conquer something which is so precious and so important for them, but also for us, the supporters. So they're promising to do everything. Why they perhaps didn't road test this, you know, you think they'd have the medal equivalent of crash test dummies in place so that, you know, to make sure this didn't happen, especially after Paris, but it appears not.
Yeah. Is it embarrassing for them, or do you get any sense of embarrassment from them?
Well, the organisers were asked, were there any issues more generally about the games that they wished had gone better? And they said, no, everything's gone pretty much perfectly. So if they are embarrassed, they're not showing it in public.
Yes, they would say that, wouldn't they? Sean, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Sean Ingle there, chief sports writer for The Guardian.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.